You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's another beautiful morning here at Studios. I am your host, Rex Jones, ringing in the morning for you. We got a solo show for you here today. We got Joe Biggs joining us in the third hour, and I'm going to be taking calls in the second. Now, what I want to do for today's show, the presentation I want to give you guys, is on the events of yesterday and the day before relating to Trump, the Easter declaration of a war, where he's up on the balcony, kind of Kim Jong-un style with the Easter bunny making his declarations. But we have breaking news. A whole civilization will die tonight. Trump's menacing True Social message in full. And I believe this is from, this isn't the Times of London, but this is from a London publication. So it says 1:16 p.m. Donald Trump has posted an unhinged True Social rant hours after apparently breaking the deadline he set in Iran by striking Karg Island. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, he wrote. However, now that we have complete and total regime change. Okay. All right. And I'm sorry. Maybe it just comes down to the roots of me not being a talented reporter or broadcaster. But when I read something like this, when I read complete and total regime change, I just want to stand up out of the chair and vomit all over myself and go home and cry. Because this is what I thought I voted against. And now I'm being humiliated by my president, the no forever war president, the no regime change president. Look at what we have. I'm going to read this out to you. I'm going to start from the beginning again. Listen to this. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, So it's a lie. That's number one. We don't even have to address the lie. Okay, that's not even important right now. This isn't what we wanted. Okay, I thought this wasn't about this. I thought it was about the nuclear weapon. Now, of course, the neocon chud will make an argument you need to get the regime to get the nuclear weapon. I would say they weren't going to make one in the first place. We're pushing them to make one now that they'll probably develop one because of our actions. I'll read the rest of it. Where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? In all caps, we will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long, complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. And I don't want to glaze over it again. We'll keep it up a little bit. Let's go back to it one more time. I want to read the beginning again. A whole civilization will. So that's not a conditional statement, all right? He's not saying if the whole civilization uses a nuke, they will die tonight. It's not anything like that. This is an unconditional statement. He's saying this is going to happen. This is his covenant with the devil. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And it's just the same as the thing that all the internet people do. He couches it after he says it with, I don't want that to happen. But it probably, yes, you do. All right, let's just admit reality. I'm going to go back to this article. What else has Trump said about Iran? Last night, Trump brushed off fears that the attacks on Iran could be classified as a war crime, and I've got the clips for later on in the show. Trump says, I'm not worried about it. You know, the war crime is allowing Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Asked again about the issue, he said Iran's leaders were animals, so you always dehumanize the enemy and all of that, who had killed tens of thousands of protesters. I actually got an article we'll get into later about them giving guns and about Trump bragging about giving guns to the protesters. So are they protesters or are they revolutionaries? Or are they having like a civil war? Okay. The standard we hold other countries to, we would never hold ourselves to that same standard. I mean, you just look at the Revolutionary War. It's completely bonker town. Trump also said that if it were up to him, he would seize Iran's oil, but that unfortunately, the American people that boss, B-O-S-S, we are his boss. He works for us. Unfortunately, his boss would like to see us come home. Why isn't he listening to his boss right now? I'd keep the oil and I would make plenty of money. Now, to be fair, and let's be chronologically honest here about the entire sequence of events. Trump has always said, in relation to talking about Iraq and these other wars that, oh, no, it was terrible to do. I wouldn't have done it, which, of course, is a lie. But he did also tell a partial truth where he's like, and he didn't even keep the oil. So in his mind, he is resource hungry. That's how he sees it. It's all a calculation. Lives are just like, a human being is not important compared to a super tanker. Really not important at all. Like we could kill 10,000 people and not have it be worth, you know, one major industrial project, at least to the president. You know, like the industrial project is the war. So that's probably what we'll see. Sadly, I'll read a little bit more. This weekend, this is just a recap, a high-level recap overview of what's been happening if you haven't seen all of the derangement. This weekend, U.S. leader Trump shared a foul-mouthed social media post on Easter Sunday where he praised Allah. Okay, like, what's up with that? Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up into one in Iran. He said, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. And there's a whole thing of him and Tucker now, because Tucker has come out and said, like, don't disrespect him. Like, it's not smart to disrespect him or whatever. Me and Tim will react to that clip later on in the week. It's just there's so much news right now. There's so much news. We're just inundated. And I just come in here and Reese tosses me this. And it's just a compilation with the new statement of, like, ending the civilization tonight. And I spend my time in here and I try to wrap my head around what's going on. There is no wrapping your head around what's going on. It's all completely just Trump is spurging out. Like, he's gone cray cray cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I've got this clip that I really want to go to. And we look at the deranged thing up there. I've got this clip I want to go to. It's about a 6 minute. We're going to pause and play it because I really do agree with Barnes. I think Trump has gone King Lear mad. But I want to go ahead and play the clip number two, Alex Barnes Show clip, where they're on InfoWars and they're discussing all of this. I think it's powerful information. You need to hear it. And here's the thing. Robert Barnes was someone that's incredibly pro-Israel. Okay, but the events that have transpired and the lunacy and the insanity of what's happening have pushed him to come out against what's going on because he's a smart and reasonable and honest person who's logically consistent, just like my dad. And my dad has gotten so much flack for supporting Trump, not for being anti-Trump. And now for my dad and Barnes to have this conversation where it's reached this level, I mean, where are your friends, Trump? Like where are the friends of the administration? And why hasn't JD tried to take over? Like, the thing is, they talk about the 25th Amendment a little bit in this clip. That's all fine and dandy, but you're never going to get it because the cabinet has to sign off on it. And the cabinet are literally grifters. Like Lutnick, Scott Bessent, all of these people. It's scary, but let's go ahead and play the clip.
What we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody building bunkers, by the way? I mean,
why is the cabinet living on military bases? Do they know it's coming?
Exactly. You know, tackle Trump, put him in the basement, let him watch, you know, nonstop videos of how great he is, and then Vance, get us the hell out of this. Because this is on the verge of being World War III and a disaster we will not be able to recover from for a generation.
The entire country can be taken out in one night. And that night might be tomorrow night.
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for a internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. President Trump has lost his mind. He has gone King Lear mad, and he risked the entire world if we don't step up and do something about it.
I was about to say, what do we do? But even his brain, Levin, was saying, we should probably end this now and just build a U.S. base in Israel and bomb them, you know, whenever we need to. Even they're now halfway moving off regime change, but not Netanyahu's staff. They're saying use neutron bombs.
And the UAE and Saudis are neck deep in this. These guys grew up, MBS and MBZ, the respective leaders of Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis, believe that they have to take out Iran for their future to be controlled. These
but
guys
even the Crown Prince is now acting like he wants an end with Putin.
Oh, yeah. He it's both. He's trying to play. But what happened is the Saudis greatly exaggerated their end. These guys grew up playing Call of Duty. They think war is a video game. These guys are nuts. The BB is nuts. The Saudis are nuts. The Emiratis are nuts. We got to divorce them now. And the president has lost his mind. I mean, literally, what we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody?
Okay, so this is the thing that really blows my mind. Like, why hasn't anybody in the administration, like a Tulsi Gabbard, like a RFK, like a J.D. Vance, why haven't they stepped up to do anything about this? Keep in mind, RFK at one point was polling 12% nationwide. That means 1 in 10 people in the United States that were going to vote wanted to vote for RFK. So you can't tell me that there aren't people with enough political capital to put a stop to something like this. But they're standing idly by because they're all controlled by the same country in the Middle East. And it's truly regrettable, and it's really disgusting that we had to swallow this poison pill. I want to go back to the clip.
Literally, what we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody building bunkers, by the way?
Look at my dad's face. Go back to it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm thinking in slow motion. I'm listening to Barnes. I always like the way Barnes explains things to me on air.
Sorry. Just having fun. Go back to it.
I mean,
why is the cabinet living on military bases? Do they know it's coming?
Exactly. You know, tackle Trump, put him in the basement, let him watch nonstop videos of how great he is, and then Vance, get us the hell out of this. Because this is on the verge of being World War III and a disaster we will not be able to recover from for a generation. This is, both of us have been warning about various risks. Neither one of us, outside of the COVID pandemic, warned that this kind of disaster could happen. We were dead on accurate.
And this is worse exponentially, so stay there.
Worse.
But we're going to break in a moment. Let me just ask you this. I was about to say, the Democrats and them in the midterms, that's a side issue now compared to existential threat. How do we 25th Amendment assess?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment is harder than impeachment. You have to get 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate.
So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for an internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. That's how risky it is for the whole world.
Yeah, if I was the Democrats, I'd stop poking Trump and messing with him. That only makes it worse. Like, you guys need to watch out. This isn't a guy acting like he's crazy. This is real.
What's there going to be to take over in 2026 or 2028 if this hits the fan?
Buzz it.
If we get it in.
And this is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing now. I desperately want all of this to stop. And if I can be just like a small pebble in the avalanche that crashes down from the mountain and puts an end to all this crazy pro-war neocon insanity. We all agreed this was dead in the country. Left, right, I don't care who you talk to, you could get them to disavow neocons, okay? Just 3 years ago. And now it's like we're living in bizarro world, like we've woken up in the year of my birth of 2002. So this is so spot on and dead on accurate. Go back to the clip.
Level event for the people of Iran tomorrow. Does nobody think there'll be any blowback from that? If he follows through on that, the whole world is screwed.
You were saying during the break, there's other ways to do this. People need to just not just tell him the truth, like Susie Wall said. It's time to just not, say what you just said.
Yeah, well, legally and constitutionally, the vice president is an independent elected official. The same is legally and constitutionally, the only oath any member of the military takes, any member of the State Department takes, any member of the intelligence community takes, any member of the government takes, is only to the Constitution. It is not to the president of the United States. There's no such oath. We don't take oath to people. We don't take oath to politicians. We take oath to the law, to the Constitution of the United States of America. So the next time President Trump orders something that is illegal, because what he's talking about is a mass act of terrorism and a massive war crime, legally, ethically, professionally, morally, by oath, no military official can execute such an order. So they should refuse to execute any such order by the president if he gives it for a terroristic war crime, like mass bombing Iranian civilians into oblivion, like using nuclear weapons against Iran. That has to be communicated clearly, and they have to decide to do it. Maybe convince the president that he decided that he was the one who decided not to, because his memory is literally like the movie Memento. He remembers something 1 minute, he forgets it the next. So just convince, I mean, th- that there's seriously, you know, serious
problems. Oh, I talked to one of his chief advisors that he was going to fire Tulsi. He calls and says, should I? And he didn't remember that she gave him all the intelligence that Ratcliffe held it up. And he goes, oh, actually, I like her. It's like, by the end of it, he loved her.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I mean, I've heard directly from high-ranking members of the administration who have confirmed the same thing. And they said it's been happening now for 3 or 4 months, that he just forgets basic things. I mean, everybody that's
and had a love. And the neocons, you said this months ago, but the neocons are on the news bragging. Anyone that you even know in the administration, they're firing as if you told them stuff. When they say you're wrong to Trump, they blame you. Just to show it's total insanity.
Complete insanity. I mean, he made the right call finally getting rid of Pam Bondi and finally getting rid of Kristi Noem that we had advised him to do back in early January because they were such walking, talking disasters. But he doesn't.
By the way, you said on air it's going to be sex stuff with Noem. I guess, not just Kelly Lewandowski. I guess you knew about this big tit stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was an open secret in the White House that she was using money to fund her affair with Corey Lewandowski, and that Corey Lewandowski was weaponizing the office to line her pockets. Same with Pam Bondi, was doing the same. But the people that have been telling him, don't go in, don't get deeper, don't get more involved, are people that he only sporadically listens to. And instead, he's been encouraged by insane people to do insane things. Bibi Netanyahu has lost his mind, too. So those people have to be excluded from the decision-making matrix. And what we need is people like Vice President Vance and others to step up. Well, Hegseth is a nightmare. The guy thinks he's really bringing Jesus back. He's waiting for the third temple to be established at the end of this. He wants the apocalypse to happen. We should not have a Secretary of War who wants the apocalypse to happen. That is not a good thing. The guy has completely fallen off the neocon wagon, and he's drinking like a madman, doing a full-scale 24-hour binge of neocon insanity mixed with Christian Zionist.
And you also see Lindsey Graham with bubble wands stalking children at Disney World, Noem's husband with giant fake tits. You've got Graham drunk this weekend, stumbling around the street. I mean, this is insanity.
You have a dystopian nightmare living out in like every sci-fi novel that has always started out with there's some nuclear war that the country gets some.
And the guy that starts it, Trump's brain has a bubble wand.
That's exactly correct. I mean, and he's just lost it. We just have to be honest. He's lost it. And we've got to take corrective remedial action. Somebody's got to do something before the whole world burns, because otherwise that's the risk that might start.
He's like a crazy jumper on the Brooklyn Bridge checking out.
Okay, so I think one thing that is clear out of all of that, we need age limits, just like we need term limits from civil service. I don't want an 80-year-old president anymore. I don't want a 70-year-old president. I don't want a president above 65. Ooh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. What have these codgers gotten us at the end of the day? What is the benefit of having someone that was, you know, born nearly a century ago running the country? They don't have any actual vested interest in making it better. Sure, they might. Ooh, 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 the experience, all the real estate development or the laws they've passed or signed or whatever, right? Like, look at Biden as an example. Ooh, he's the VP. What does that mean? I trust someone much more if they have children. If they have like a business that's young, if they have a political career that's young, that makes me believe that you actually want to live on the planet with me, you know, in like 30, 40, 50 years, right? And that makes me feel positive towards you as a candidate. We don't have anybody like that, left or right. Or you have someone that's like an infant. You get an infant or you get an old man. You get Kamala, who has like the brain of like a 4-year-old, or you get Trump or you get Biden. It's just, we reject the binary. Another thing here, Pete Hegseth, he's got this clip. I didn't have it for today. It's just with these things, it's like a mosaic. And you just like, I have a good memory kind of, so I can kind of remember all of them. But Pete Hegseth has this iconic clip where he calls himself a recovering neocon. He's like, oh, no, I'm recovered now. I don't want to engage in that. Well, is this not the most epic relapse of all time? I want to roll clip number one to show what we're talking about here with neocon behavior. Lindsey Graham.
Needs to end, too. So I'm very optimistic that President Trump's going to bring this regime to an end one way or the other. I prefer diplomacy. But this time tomorrow night, they're either going to do a deal that makes sense for the world and the region and for Iran itself, or we're going to blow them up.
I'm forgetting the exact law that it is, and it doesn't necessarily apply to this right now, although I would say it does, because
He's a senator from South Carolina. He doesn't dictate foreign policy. That's not his job. It is actually the president's job to do foreign policy. It's not Lindsey's job. But Lindsey Graham will go over to Ukraine and will spend reportedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in hotels doing very shady stuff. In my view, and in a lot of other people's view, that's speculation and opinion, but it is what it is. It's kind of known at this point. And he will do foreign policy deals on behalf of the U.S. He'll promise Zelensky something. He'll promise the Gulf country something. He was like, he issued some sort of like royal decree to Saudi Arabia like less than a month back. Now look at this. He goes over there. This is perfect. The crew is so amazing. This is him and Senator Blumenthal. Blumenthal's a Democrat. Lindsey Graham is a Republican. And they're sitting right there with their proxy, with their dictator state that they've propped up, that they're profiting off of, that they want the war and the blood to continue. They love the blood. They both love the blood. And that's what unites the Uniparty. It is ultimately the hunger for death. And you can go Democrat, you can go Republican. I point again at Chuckie Schumer, who struck down the House resolution on the War Powers Act condemning what Trump had done initially. Like, they actively work against it. I'm going to read this out for you. This is the Pete Hegseth thing. Pete Hegseth quote, "I have been a recovering neocon for 6 years now. The foolishness from which we ricocheted around the world intervening, thinking it was in our best interest when we really just overturned the table, it created something worse." Okay. If you thought terrorists wearing flip-flops in caves was bad, wait until you find out about BRICS. Wait until you find out about the IMET corridor. Wait until you find out about all the things that are going to directly happen as a result of us being involved in this conflict, because we're going to lose. And I had Chase Geiser on the show like last weekend or the weekend before, and he made the point of like, we were going to do this anyway. We have to fight for that region. We need the spot. We're going to lose. We should have sued for peace and negotiated a long time ago. And if you hear me saying that, you don't think that's patriotic, you think that's anti-American, you need to re-examine the world and your positions, because I'm just right. Like, I am just correct. We're headed towards multipolarity. It's going to be a multipolar world. And it's been the decisions ultimately of both Biden and Trump to weaponize the world's global financial system and then eventually to resort to hard military power that's ended us up and that's resulted in this situation. So I sit here. I'm honored to be your chronicler. You want to go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, as well as phenomenal apparel. We got great deals for you guys right now. We got 40% off on a lot of products. We got other discounts as well. I want to remind you, key thing to do with all this, and I remind people that want to support me as well, subscribe and save. You get discounts. You get it coming to your door every month. You don't have to think about it. I love it. I subscribe to Nephilim Blue. You should too, along with the other products as well. Thank you. We're going to be right back.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.